Nation, what's going on? Eddie Queer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Another episode coming at you, recording on Monday. I don't think I said a date on that woman's postcast, but it don't matter. This is February 2nd. 2026. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast, Women's Golf. And I believe I'm double checking here real quick on this here, because I saw two reports coming out from Women's Golf, and we're actually just going to go right to the recent one, right? Because that's where we're going to start off right there. Obviously, this team, the team was tied for six. Kelsey Chen at one point, your transfer, again, we did an episode over the weekend, which came out, reviewing this roster. The last time this women's golf team, led by head coach Stu Berg, was on the course, they won the Power Cup Invitational at Colbert Hills. So you turn around, and not a bad performance here, as the Wildcats open up their winner. We're going to call it what it is, because it's still cold around these parts around Kansas City, Missouri. I'm pretty sure still a little bit cold in Manhattan, Kansas, too. But that matter. But the K-State was golf team, as I got it here, right here, finished sixth in Puerto Rico after 2 days. Now, I did see another report. Now, I did not record anything this morning. I did not record this morning because I wanted to get the miles in, as it started to get crunch time on New York front. More on that this month on the EG3 podcast. Shameless plug, but I'm doing it anyway. Same feed as you get the podcast under the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. I'm hopeful to do a story at some point, probably tonight or tomorrow at least, here to just remind everybody what's up. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. But anyways, we're talking about women's golf here. So the team finished sixth. Earlier today, there as Kelsey Chen, if I get the words right out of my mouth right, tied for first at Puerto Rico. So this is two meets in a row now. Yeah, obviously we had our own meet, the Power Cup Invitational, there where you had a 1-2-3 sweep led by Nanami Nakashima. Now you turn around a few months later. In the 2026, you have one of your other players step up to the plate in sophomore Kelsey Chen, tied for first, and with that, getting her first victory in her collegiate career. So, hey, let's go. That's what I'm talking about right there. Let me see. Yeah, the team finished sixth at 7 under par, 857 there as well. Chen, some numbers here. On her 28th clinch, her 20th individual championship, or I should say 28th individual championship in K-State history, and continuing to rack up these individual titles, of course, led by our girl. We shout her out on that preview. Carla Burnett and Sophie Burt, throw them in there. Nanami Nakashima now on that list, and now you put Kelsey Chen on that list too as well. Ninth since Heck Stuberg's took over back in 2023. It marked the second consecutive top five finish for Kelsey Chen. I remember she finished third in that 1-2-3 sweep, podium sweep in Manhattan, Kansas for the Power Cat Invitational there. And for those that do not know Kelsey Chen, she is originally from Thailand. I probably not saying this right, but we're going to roll with it here on the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State Sports. Thailand, China, I'm going through her rounds real quick. Yeah, Chen recorded a 3-round total of 10 under par 208. That tied for 6th best 50-hole score performance in K-State history with a 3+3 shot improvement off her previous career best, which was a par 209 in a season opening Sam Golden Invitational. That was back in the fall semester. So Kelsey Chen started to heat up. I kind of played around, fooled around with it a little bit on the golf preview, saying, look, you know, I mean, Carl Bonat's out. I equated now was as far as, you know, going deep in the postseason tournament, right? Going We know somebody's going to get the regionals, but I don't know if somebody's going to get a championship meet, right? Well, first step, Kelsey Chan, step up to the plate and delivering a big title performance and earning her in, obviously, title first. It's not really a sole possession win, but it's still a victory nonetheless there. Coach Burke, after this tournament, to open up the 2026 winter slash spring season for K-State Women's Golf. This is the Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building yet again to record another Monday afternoon episode of this podcast here. Hope your Monday's going well, folks. This will come out. Let's see. Now it's over now, so I might just leave it alone and let this thing come out tomorrow afternoon. And then the women's postcast of the upset went over Arizona State. So, y'all, again, we come at you daily. And I'm going to take this time right now and do that right now. So, anyways, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it! Wherever you get your wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available daily. Yes, it's daily. K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, Monday through Friday. No, wait. You don't stop there. We keep on moving. Saturday and Sunday, and sometimes two times a day. And maybe every once in a blue moon, three times a day. So that's why you got to make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Just like this fan on the Gold Power Cat podcast this morning was basketball. We got you here covered, baby, on the podcast, baby. So let me make sure you subscribe to this channel, this daily podcast, iTunes, Spotify. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Stu Burke on Kelsey Chan after she won, or tied for she won, the Puerto Rico Classic. Again, this started yesterday, by the way. And no, I didn't have time. Again, I did not have time to record this morning. I'm focused on other things right now. So I got that going on. So we're just getting reports now. So this is, I'm glad this came out. A fresh report from Puerto Rico, Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. Again, let's get back to the action or post-reaction. Stu Burke on Kelsey Chan. Quote, Kelsey had a great week by winning her first collegiate event in a field that included the nation's top-ranked player. Ooh, damn. That's something. Okay, now. And it goes on to continue to say and he mentioned the nation's top player, that being Maria Jose Marin of Arkansas. How about that? Topping her, beat her by 5 shots. Wow. Quote, equally impressed was getting to double digits under par, which took a monumental effort. I'm really proud of her in the team. I am excited to see what we can do, achieve this semester, end quote, there as well. Yeah, Chen's final score other day, 4 under par, 68, tied her career best yesterday with Sunday's first round, which was yesterday, and the final round of last year's postseason regional 2025 NCAA Lexington Regional. So Kelsey Chan has been on some kind of roll since going back to that regional there as well. Yeah, you better go ahead and walk on. Walk on over there. But, yeah, man, so Kelsey Chan's been on some type of roll, and we'll see. This propels her here a little bit. I know it's only the first tournament of the semester. But Kelsey Chan just turned the corner a little bit here. That's huge. That is huge right there. There as well. K-State came in here 26th in the country. They beat Northwestern, who was 20th ranked there in the country there as well. Others. So there's others than Kelsey Chan and Noah Van Beek, who was part of that 1-2-3 sweep at the Parker Invitational. She was tied for 36th place. 1 over par, par 217. The final round score was 2 over, par 74. Julia Barista Barrio locked up for 55th place. Her total rounds were after 3 rounds because they played 3 rounds in 2 days. 4 over par, 220. With that included the 3 over par 75 today. Nanami Nakashima was tied for 59th place there. As well, let me see, King Vistapata won, and I said that very smoothly. I couldn't say that on the preview. I've been saying that at least that name smoothly until yesterday, like, I forgot how to say this name, but King, the freshman, she had an up-and-down tournament, bounced back, even par 72 today, plus 13 on the leaderboard there. And she, for those that are not familiar with what's going on with Casey Wins Golf, she's from Bangkok, Thailand. Finished up the tournament 6 over par 222 there as well. And, of course, Arkansas with that number one player in the women's golf right there, in it winning the team title there as well. And it looks like they were 6 shots plus on 10th ranked Vanderbilt. There's Regan Sutherland. Let me see here. Yeah, Regan, it was North Carolina's. Let me see here. Regan Sutherland, Arkansas's Abby Schutte, and Kelsey Chen. So how about that? A 3-way tie for the win. You should have did a playoff. And I know I'm not taking it. I'm not taking the win away, Kelsey. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying. I guess they don't do tiebreakers. But there was a 3 there. That would have been something. 3-way tie. So Kelsey Chen, even more impressive there as well. So you're Kelsey Chen tied with 2 others, basically for the top spot, and they all get credited with the win. Kelsey Chen getting her very first collegiate win. So this is back to back now. Invitationals now for the K-State Women's Golf Team, that somebody has won their first collegiate golf meet of their career. It was last semester, the very last one, it was Natami Nakashima. That's been well documented on the show. And now, a few months later, a month into 2026, Kelsey Chen gets her very first win. So congratulations to Kelsey Chen there, and congratulations there to the K-State Women's Golf Team as they continue to build those blocks here. And next up will be the Westbrook Invitational held in Peoria, Arizona. That is not where the Casey Wins Golf. that is not where the women's basketball team is right now. They're in Arizona somewhere in between University of Arizona and Arizona State, as they just got done upsetting Arizona State yesterday, so they're going to be doing that. So Casey Wins Golf is going to be taking their turn to the state of Arizona. That is going to be on later on this month, February 22nd and 23rd. So that is the next time the Casey Wins Golf squad will take the golf course out there in Peoria, Arizona. The Pro Project Podcast, again, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. And whatever is your favorite podcast. Boy, I am all over the place and really hyper right now. Anyways, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. This will come out tomorrow. This will be the first episode that comes out tomorrow. And then, of course, you have the women's podcast that I just did with Arizona State. The upset went over Arizona State on the road with the K-State Women's basketball team come out tomorrow night. So, again, that's why you got to subscribe to this podcast. Hey, I wish I had that guy, that fan, or that he or she that wanted more coverage of women's basketball. just saying. And of course, speaking of that, me and Alex Aiden will record on late Thursday night. That episode, if I think it's gonna go good, go correctly, well, recording wise, anyways, I'm doing a test run late Thursday night. It will go up after Super Bowl 60 concludes in Santa Clara, California. So make sure you definitely want to subscribe to this podcast. If you want more K-State content, Pro Project Podcast is the place to be. All things Kansas State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Gray coming to you from KC Mo. This has been another postcast edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.